fallout from The Desert Storm by Blue Sunshine, read by Sam Gabriel, based on the works of George Lucas. Chapter 2. There is an entirely unsubtle increase of activity in the sounds that evening and the following morning. As per tradition, the challenge was formally posted at dawn, and while challenges could be made in person to Master Nasadeh, they also had to be submitted officially to the forum, else the bout would not be counted. There was also an entirely unsubtle and widespread exchange of bets. First on the list was Master Tal, followed directly by Ignite Gallia, and the list was ever-growing. Master Windu, who cornered Ben before breakfast, informed him with aggravation that he had already received no less than a dozen pleas from younger Padawans and initiates that he challenge Nasadeh and rescue Padawan Kenobi. This is exactly what I wanted to avoid, Nasadeh, Windu growls. Have you ever told that many wide-eyed younglings no? They were devastated. I do not want to be dealing with this. They weren't devastated. They were playing you, Ben snorts. Younglings know exactly how adorable they are. It's the test of all creche masters not to fold under pressure. You'd have failed spectacularly. Which is why I am not a creche master, Windu retorts, scowling as a young knight eyes him hopefully. Ben waves pleasantly and the knight glowers at him. It's remarkable, really, Ben mutters once the knight has passed them by. What? That no one cares when an initiate's heart gets broken and all his dreams torn down as he is sent quietly away from the only life he has ever known. But gods forbid my Padawan looks tired by the time I'm done with him, Ben says. Tired? Windu snorts. I've seen Padawans come out of fights with pirates and Gundarks and look less tired than Kenobi. Not the point I was making, Master Windu, Ben says quietly, raising an unimpressed brow at the younger Jedi. Initiates get sent away, Mace mutters slowly. We can't knight all of them. Perhaps, Ben accedes. But that doesn't mean we couldn't do better by them. Mace grunts in response to that, looking particularly troubled, and gestures for Ben to precede him into the arena. The arena isn't much different than the training cells, save that it was built for an audience and typically used during exhibitions, where initiates performed for prospective masters and Padawans and knights occasionally performed during certain celebrations. Tal and Gallia are already waiting, both of them conferring on the edge of the dueling floor. And the audience is quickly filling in from more accessible entrances than the meandering route Ben and Mace had taken. Jedi are a quiet people by nature, but the general hubbub of conversation does rise at his appearance. Ben's gaze easily tracks to his Padawan despite the general press of people, and Obi-Wan turns to meet his gaze as if sensing the attention. Ben lifts a questioning brow at the crowd of Padawans and initiates his Padawan has attracted, and Obi-Wan shoots him a grumpy look for it. Clearly, he is unimpressed at being the center of attention. Ben lifts his hands and signs across the arena. Made any bets, bright one? As ever, his Padawan's ears redden at the sign name his master has for him, and he signs back slowly, still having to think through every curl of his fingers. On fair of me, Storm's Eye, he signs back petulantly. Ben's lips twitch and his fingers dance. I didn't realize gambling was fair. His Padawan gives him a pinched look and crosses his arms, and Ben shakes his head at the boy, who has yet to learn that nobility is more flexible than he realizes. Ben removes his dark brown robe and sets it aside, having worn cream tunics over a soft orange shirt. His Padawan had taken mercy on him some months ago when he noticed his master would only wear two of the least ostentatious shirts in their closet and returned to the quartermaster for some that came in simple, solid shades of color. He kept the same scheme, light red and soft orange, for his master, and himself returned with a monochromatic wardrobe that matched his favorite blanket. He looked striking in all whites, grays, and blacks, and it made him easier to find in a crowd of fellow Jedi though seeing him in a black robe had unsettled Ben to the point where his Padawan must have felt it, as he had switched abruptly to a dark gray and the black robe had never again made an appearance. Master Tal takes note of his motion and herself strides to the center of the floor, wearing her preferred lavender and pale blue, which made her honey-toned skin seem to glow. Her bearing is proud and certain, for all that she is a consular archivist by trade and not a guardian warrior. Then again, she trains with Qui-Gon Jinn, who is a guardian warrior and renowned to be one of the best duelists in the Order. In the moment, Ben realizes he has never crossed blades with Master Tal, not even in training. He is not concerned, but this is something new he never had before, and the nostalgia of it strikes him deeply. There's no ceremonial start to bouts like this. They merely begin when the two combatants are ready, and Jedi, being Jedi, simply recognize the pivotal point, and the audience quiets, though still more are slipping into the chamber. Ben strides to meet her in the center of the arena and ignites his blade, giving it an artful twirl that abruptly stops parallel to the center line of his body, and then flicks away in a blade's bow. Tal lifts an eyebrow and counters with a slow, deliberate leveling of her blade parallel to the floor, and then turning straight up and striking down and away. A far more aggressive greeting as it mimed cutting him down, as opposed to miming a salute. Ben was actually offended by that. Her disagreement of his training or not, he had thought they were at least beginning to form a begrudging friendship. Ben feels his mouth thin with the small ache of personal hurt, and can feel healer Nihiela's glare off to one side. Technically, and only technically, he is off light duty restrictions, as the wound across his torso is well on its way to forming a clean scar. However, jumping from light duty straight into aggressive combat with a horde of Jedi was not an action a healer approved of. He ignores both and pulls his saber into a Suresu guard position and waits. He does not have to wait long. Tal charges with a high twist, whirling her body into a dive with more force than a simple lunge could offer, and Ben himself steps aside, letting her blade skim down the length of his own and pass him by. And so it begins.